Bonjour, ma famille. Comment vous allez? Hopefully, you guys had an awesome week. My week is pretty awesome. I was super awesome on Monday being able to Skype you guys and see you. That was super awesome. Like, totally made my whole week. So, yes, that was super great. So, basically, Monday, like, that's like practically all I did. Like, we just got up, washed clothes, and like went to the cyber. And then I just like emailed you guys for a bit, and then after that, just went to the bureau and Skyped you guys. And then after that, we did family home evening with the Beninis. It's like President Benini and like his whole family. It was super cool. And so that was super fun. And then after that, other Meta and other Katonia came with us from the bureau to the apartment because they've been sick and stuff. And so then, let's see, that was like, I think basically it for Monday. And then Tuesday, let's see. So I'm just reading through my journal. Then Tuesday morning we had district meeting with like everybody, like the zone leaders came with us, like Elder Austin, Elder Mpata, and then Elder Katonia and Elder Meta just came in to our district meeting. And so then we came back and we were just sitting there, and then my comp just went to sleep. So then I was like studying for a bit. And then after that, then we went and dropped some books and stuff off at the sister's apartment because they needed some more Books of Mormon. And then we went to the church after that to like play piano because my comp wanted to play some piano. And then after that, we came back to the apartment. We're just like talking different stories and just like different like doctrine and stuff together as others in the apartment. It was super cool. But I ended up staying up to like 1 in the morning, so it was probably not smart. But it was fun. So that was Tuesday. Then Wednesday, we went to Ajiawe, taught family Fai. And I think that was like basically it for Wednesday. Like we just taught that family and then came back. And I got to talk to Elder Sorensen a bit on the phone. Yeah, I think that was basically it Wednesday. I didn't really write very well in my journal. I'm like just, like I would like skip days and then I would like write on the next day. Well, like forgot to write my journal, just sum it up. So it's like kind of, okay, I can't remember what happened. So that was Wednesday. Pretty sure that's all I've written, so and I don't remember exactly what we did. So then Thursday morning, got up, started studying, and then Elder Austin was like really sick, like started puking and stuff. Elder Mpata, his companion, like needed to like go get some things from the market to like make some breakfast, so I went with him. And then after that, I came back, and then Elder Austin like wanted to go to the market, or the not the market, the pharmacy, to get some medicine, cause like he was sick, like he thought he had malaria, so we weren't sure. So then we went to like the pharmacy, and like they had like a person come out and like do like a malaria test for him. And sure enough, he, like, tested positive for it. So that stinks for him. So he's been kind of, like, sick with that. But he's doing a lot better now. And when we're at the pharmacy, we, like, weighed ourselves. And him and I weigh exactly the same. So it's kind of funny. Because, like, he's, like, a lot bigger than me, but, like, we weigh the same. I don't know how it works. We're both 160. And then came back to the apartment, and like it started raining a bunch. So me and my comp just like waited a bit, and then finally it stopped raining that much. So then we went to the sector, And so then we went to like teach this one girl, Sir Felicite, but she wasn't there. So we like met up with the Dempe, the ward mission leader, and then he took us around and stuff. We just like went and like met some new families and stuff. And when we were on the route, or when we were like walking on the road, I ran into Brother Bushu, Fair Bushu, who's like this one guy that I worked with in Gonzac. Like, he was like a member that like we worked a lot with in Benicoso. So super cool. And I guess like he has a ton of family here in Kumasi and like works down here in Kumasi and stuff. Like, I didn't even realize it. So he's like, we're gonna have to like, it's like, I'm gonna have to like give you like my family's contacts and stuff, and like you can go see him. I'm like, oh, that's awesome. Like, heck yeah. So hopefully this next week we'll go try to find him and stuff. Hopefully he's like free, because I know he works a lot, so we'll see how that works out. But yeah, so that was Thursday, and then Friday, oh, I didn't even write about Friday, so, dang it, I don't know what happened Friday. Let's see, Saturday, Saturday was pretty good. Got up, got ready, and then we went to Ajiawe. Like, all the rendezvous that we had just kind of fell through, so that was kind of a bummer. So I guess Friday, okay, yeah, that's what happened Friday. So we found, like, these one people that, like, live in are from Ghana. Like, they don't really speak very good French. Like, I got to speak, like, a ton of English with them. It was super cool. It's like, we set up a rendezvous for them for Saturday, but they, I guess, left at Kumasi, so that was kind of a bummer, because, like, we came to Ajiawe, and then they were at Kumasi, but it was okay. We just ended up going and finding Family Fai, I think it was. Yeah, we went to Family Fai and talked to them, like, just, like, about the temple and stuff, and, like, how, like, after they get married and stuff, like, they can go to the temple and, like, get sealed and, like, all that stuff. So it was a super great lesson. And then after that, some members came to Ajiawe to, like, work with us. And so then we went around and, like, saw a few members that, like, live in Ajiawe. Like, they like, took us around to their houses. And then we went to Sir Christelle, the girl that we baptized 2 weeks ago, or maybe it was a week ago, I can't remember. And we gave her a blessing because she's been sick. It's like the second counselor, he was with us, so he just gave her the blessing. And then after that, we just went back to the apartment. And that was like basically it for Saturday. Yeah, because so Friday was like the day when we were with the family from Ghana, and like we went and taught Verify and like all of them down there, because we were at Ajiawe on Friday too. And then Saturday was like when we went and they didn't have the rendezvous and stuff. And so that was basically it for Saturday. Let's see, yesterday I forgot to write my journal. Man, I was like really bad at writing my journal this week, sorry guys. But yesterday was pretty good. We just got up, got ready for church, and then went to church and stuff. It's pretty good. Then it was like just basically church as normal. We've been trying to like work on getting their marriage. So we have two families from Ajiawe that like we're trying to get married. So it's Family Fai and then Sir Bernadette and her husband. And they're from Togo. And so the problem with them is, like we need their birth certificate. I think that's what it is. Yeah, birth certificate to, like, for them to get married or something. And so, like, they have to, like, go to Togo. Or, like, they have to send their records to Togo. And then they can make a new one and then send it all back. And so we just got a copy of their like copy that they had, so it was like a copied copy, and then we're gonna send that over to Togo, and then hopefully they're gonna make a new the birth certificate. I think that's what it is. I don't remember the direct translation of it. I don't know if it's birth certificate. I think it might be like a different document. It's like extra de naissance, but pretty sure it's birth certificate. But anyway, so we're gonna try to do that. So we got like the copy from them yesterday at church, and then Family Fai, we got their copy, and so we're gonna send that to the village where their actual like copy is, and then they can like where their parents are, and then they can make a new birth certificate for him and his wife. And so then so hopefully we can get all this done pretty soon. We have their baptismal date set for the 2nd of June, or I don't know, it's like basically like the first week of June, like that Saturday. That's like what we have set for their baptism. So hopefully we can get that done. And then, so yes, that's like basically the plan. I don't know what's going to happen with the family from Togo, because that will probably take a little bit longer than the other, but so that's just kind of like families we got going on right now. Basically like the progress we got going on. We found a few other families here in Kumasi. We'll probably go visit them this week, since Family Fai, they work, it's like 1 week they work a ton, and then the next week they don't work. And so then we can teach them. So this week we won't be out at Ajiawe as much. So we'll be here at Kumasi. So hopefully we can find some families to teach and get the work rolling here in Kumasi. So yeah, that's basically it for the week. Love you guys tons, and can't wait to talk to you guys. Love you.